Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Glory be unto the Most High God. We welcome you to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. Praise the Lord as we come together to glorify the Lord in prayer and praise and worship, to intercede on Benny. And glory to God, we praise God for the second and fourth Sunday when we come together to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say through the messages, breaking of the bread. We bless the Lord again for being able to come in his presence with thanksgiving, with the attitude of gratitude, glorifying his holy name. How excellent is thy name, O God. There is none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. We bless the Lord for you. We thank you, glory to God, as we are looking forward to a move of God tonight through none other than our guest speaker, Apostle Veronica Mercy. We thank God, glory to God, for being in his presence. In his presence is fullness of joy. Bless the Lord for his amazing grace. He's a phenomenal, awesome, glory to God. Bless, glory to God. Not only servant, he's not our servant, we're his servant, but bless, glory to God, our Savior. Thank God that we can run to the rock that's higher than us, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I don't know why Jesus came to love me so. He looked beyond all my faults and saw my need. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I don't know why Jesus came to love me so. He looked beyond all my faults and he saw my need. He looked beyond every one of my faults, every one of your faults, and he saw our need. Bless the Lord. Praise God. For those that are just joining us, we thank you and bless you for welcoming you to the Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. Praise the Lord as we are connected spiritually. Hallelujah together to glorify the Lord, coming on one accord, seeing miraculous and marvelous and phenomenal things taking place. Praise God. Amen. Bless the Lord. 7:03 and the rest of our prayer warriors haven't came on yet, so I want to make sure that we have enough people to be able to at least for to hear the woman of God as the Lord bless. And I do believe some things are in our spirit because we will go right into prayer and scripture. Glory to God. But since we definitely don't have everyone online, I want to make sure that she's not online yet anyway either herself. We thank God. Glory to God for her guest for the introduction of the speaker. Well, is already here. But praise the Lord. Glory to God. So we're going to give another joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. And believe in God in the midst that soon a few other the prayer warriors will be on or any guests so that when it can really hear and not miss what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto the church tonight. We bless God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he's brought me from. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God from on high. We exalt the Lord tonight and give him glory and praise. Hallelujah. We do thank you for those that are online now. We'll be waiting for Apostle to come on soon or the other prayer words, but we're going to go on now, praise the Lord, with our prayer, and then I'll follow after another Minister Black. Praise God. With Minister Robert Black will bring forth our prayer tonight, and then afterwards I will be bringing the scripture reading. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and go on forward with the service and have Minister Black to pray as the Lord leads him. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, hallelujah, God. Just your glory alone, your blood, your word, God. Just you, God. God of heaven and earth, God. You sit high and you look down low, God. Oh, God, how you take care of your people, how you reign under just as well as the unjust, God. How you provide and fill the day, Lord, that you, for us, Lord, to just be blessed in. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall be rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you, Lord. Lord, you said, enter into your gates with thanksgiving into your our thanksgiving in our hearts, and we enter into your courts with praise. Hallelujah, God. There is thanksgiving in our hearts, and there are, Lord, praises on our lips, God. Hallelujah. Even as we enter into your courts right now, God, we thank you for the spoken word that has already been preached, God, before the foundations of the earth. We thank you, God, how your burden-removing, yoke-destroying power has went through the airwaves. God, we thank you. God, you said, I have not come with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. And we thank you, Lord, that every word, Lord, that the apostles spoke came from your word, God, came from the Holy Spirit, God. We thank you in advance right now, God, that hearts and minds are cleared. Burdens are lifted up. Yokes are utterly destroyed by your power, God. We thank you, Lord, that revelation has come forth, God. We're stronger and wiser, God. Ha, Yabushike. God, we can go farther, Lord, now than we had before, God. We thank you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, this is a new day, God. New mercies, God. And Lord, we're holding unto your unchanging hand, God. Oh, for you are our source, our truth, our shield and buckler, our leader and guider. Hallelujah. Our paraclete, our truth, God. Our refuge, our secret place, God. Our provider, God. You're all in all. And we give you the glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for this prayer line, Divine Connections. And thank you for all that has been done. And Lord, now have recourse. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank God for the power of prayer. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Minister Black. Praise the Lord. We give God the glory. Praise the Lord. We're going to go on with the scripture reading. And prayerfully, Pastor will be coming on soon. If not, I guess we're going to have to do a little bit of exhortation or another. So we're gonna pray glory to God that she will join us soon on the prayer line. I may have to call her number and make sure she has the right number because she was able to share it with her spiritual son or in the gospel or in the gospel. So we're gonna stand on the promises of the Lord that she won't have no technical difficulties coming online. But praise God. Join us on the line. Praise God. We thank God. All right, we're going to get our scripture reading. I'm going to give two books. And this one says in Romans 15:5, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus has. Let us have the same mind that Christ had. Praise the Lord in the name of Jesus. And the second one will be coming out of Psalms 121, 1 and 2. I lift up my eyes to the mountains, which it says in another version of the hills, which does my help come from? My help coming from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Psalms 121, 1 and 2. So we need to praise God. Remember, where our help comes from is from the Lord, and treat each other as God would have us to treat one another. Praise the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the meanwhile, I'm checking the list again. Ask Brother Black, since he's on the sometimes our songstress, give us a little short version of a upbeat song while I check and find out whether Pastor is having any difficulties getting online. Okay? Will you do that for me?
Okay. Sure.
All right. We appreciate it. You can go ahead. You can make it brief because I just saw her number pop up. So you can go ahead and still, yes, since I've asked you to, give us a little short version of a song then. Okay.
Okay.
My sins were higher than the mountains, and the Lord sanctified me. My sins were flowing like the river, and the Lord sanctified me. For it was glory, hallelujah, when the fire came. When the fire came, when the fire came, for it was glory, hallelujah, when the fire came, and the Lord sanctified me, and the Lord sanctified me. Amen. Amen.
That's the Lord. That's a blessing. Praise God. So since our guest speaker is on tonight, already, none other than Apostle Veronica Mercy. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the apostle, a woman of God, a prayer warrior. God, when I know her through Apostle Mary Burton, and out of Columbia, South Carolina, and she's from by way of New York. But she has a young man, a young pastor, Robert Hunter, that will be introducing her tonight, and we bless God for her, and we looking forward to hearing what the Spirit of the Lord has to say through a vessel, and many things that's been spoken, God has brought to pass, and from what I've witnessed and some things that she's spoken into my life too as well. So we're believing God that if she bring a word tonight, that our ears will be open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. At this time, I'm prepare you to get prepared to hear Pastor Hunter as he introduced our speaker for tonight. And then after he introduced her, none other, the next voice you will hear, the Apostle Mercy. at this time. Pastor Hunter, the line is open for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Good evening to everyone. I have the pleasure of introducing Apostle Barana Mercer, and I want to talk a little bit about her work experience and her education. She's a former resident supervisor at Wayside School for the Girls in New York. She studied human relationship business at Nassau Community College. She studied ministerial studies at St. John's Spiritual College in New York. She studied chaplain Bible study at Mason Kelly Washington Bible School, New York. She studied ministerial studies at Restoring and Rebuilding International Bible College. So that's just a little bit about her education. But this woman of God is very honest and straightforward, and she'll tell it to you the way it is. She does not sugarcoat anything as a teacher and a minister and a leader in the community. This carry over outside the church, she continued to live for God in all her affairs. She will pray for anyone at any time. And I mean, it can be early in the morning. She will pray with you because she's dedicated her life to serving God. So I've known her, and I've had the pleasure of watching her serve, bless, and people grow and get healed under her ministry. I know a lot of PhDs, and I will put her up against anyone any day because she has the anointing of God in her life, for she lives and moves and have her beingness in God. So I'm blessed to be able to study under her. I feel very fortunate. So at this time, I'd like to give to you my pastor, my teacher, my mentor, and my leader, Apostle Veronica Mercer. God bless.
I pray the Lord that you've given me such an encouragement there. I thank you, sir. I thank you for doing what you've done. Thank you. This is a wonderful introduction, and I pray that I live up to those words that you have given in the mighty name of Jesus. But tonight I want to say good evening. Good evening, and may the Lord continue to bless each and every one of you that's on the line tonight. I pray, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will indeed come forth, O God. We know, Lord God, that we, in our prayers, we have sought you. And so we give you thanks and we give you praise. O God, we open up the line with the words that you have decreed on this night, Lord God. And we will begin with the scripture, O God, that we've used in our line, and pray that it will be all right with Apostle Hubbard. And it begins on thus wise. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud sounding cymbals. Praise them, and let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I give honor to God tonight, who is the head of my life, and I give honor to all those whom I do, who are here, and honor to whom all, that is due to all those that are here. I applaud, thank you, Apostle Hubbard, for inviting me and allowing me to reach out to the people on the line. I pray that I will give them some encouragement, for the word of the Lord has given me a word of encouragement. I pray that I hope to encourage you with my testimony and to let you know that God is with you at all times, and how his word states that in in Isaiah 41 and 10, when he says that I will be with thee always, for I have never left thee. And I will strengthen you, help you, uphold you with my righteous right hand. And I give you this word because the Lord, there were times in my life when I thought the Lord had forgotten about me. I'll only give you a short testimony because I don't want to hold up the line too long. And again, I thank Apostle Hubbard for allowing me to have the privilege of coming before you tonight. Is there anything else you want me to do before I start, Pastor Apostle Hubbard?
Pastor, you have free reign. You have an hour and 15, 20 minutes. So however the Lord bless with the word and also with the testimony, saying prayer. So God bless you.
Okay. The word that the Lord has given me for of late is the word, a simple word, change. The Lord says change, because the reason for that, and I know many of you have heard it before, but I'm going to let you know that the Lord says change. He says, my word has not changed. He says, but I am not coming in the old traditional way. And that means we as old timers have got to step up. Because if God is doing things differently, if we don't step up, we can miss God. And we don't want to do that. Amen. We want to be where God would have us to be and do what God would have us to do at all times. Of late, I've heard people say, you know, I thought so-and-so took places, but, you know, I can't believe that the Lord would do such a thing. I don't believe that was God. That couldn't be God that told me that. Well, God says, why not? Because you're assuming and you've put me in a box for so long that you have got to learn that I am not in a box. I am over all things. I am the I am, thus saith the living God. He says, so therefore, if I chose to change the way I come or the way I move or the way I bless, you have got to step up to me. I don't step up to you. It's you that have to change. And the Lord says, yes, I am. I am doing things differently. I am. I'm doing things very differently. I'm not doing things the same because the timing has changed. The earth has changed. The world has changed. And so to keep us in the direction that he would have us to go, we have got to change as well. We have got to do as thus saith the Lord and not question so much. That's why we have to get out of our old way and tradition, our old way of traditional thinking, our old way of the traditional speaking. We have to say, thus saith the Lord. And if it's what the Lord says, he says, don't dress it up and don't dress it down. You give it the way I tell you to give it. If I tell you to step to the left, don't step to the right. If I tell you to step to the right, don't jump to the middle. Step to the right. He says, no matter how I explain to you, you know that I'm only going to give you a good thing. So, and if I tell you to step to the left, and because that's where your blessings is, don't think that that's not me. He said, don't try to make an apple an orange or an orange an apple. It does not mix. Fruit a fruit, yes, but must remember also a snake is a snake. Don't try to dress it up and don't try to dress it down. It's still going to be a snake. So no matter how we do it, when we go to God for things, we have a tendency, yes, God, we ask God to do something. Lord God, I need you to do this. Lord God, I need you to do that. But then when God does it, you say, oh, Lord, that's not what I meant. Change, change. The Lord says, I'm changing the way I do things. So you must step up to the change. You must come up to the change in me, saith the Lord. And that's the word I have for the people. That's what the Lord gave me, Apostle Hubbard. And so with that, if anybody has anything, prayer.
I thought you said you had some testimony you want to share. And whatever message God gives, is that all the message for tonight? Praise God. I know you can't go no further than what God gave you, but praise the Lord.
I can go further, but I'm trying not to go. I'm trying. I want to go into my testimony, if you don't mind, and then I may come back and forth, if that's all right. Because
I'm
not being led in one direction.
Yes, ma'am. You don't have to ask me. I got the line muted. So however the Lord leads you, when you finish, then I'll come back in. Amen.
Okay. Okay.
Praise God.
Okay, thank you. Praise him indeed. Yes, we do give honor to God tonight, and we will always have praises continually be in our mouth for him. And I say that with all sincerity, not because I'm on the line. I say that because I have to say that, and I must say that, and I will say that, okay? And I say that because I'll only give you a short testimony. And it's my hope to encourage you with my testimony, okay? And to let you know that God is with you at all times, okay? Understand? So I'll give you some. In 2008, I got to go back a little bit, sister. I got to go back. In 2008, my daughter was diagnosed with breast cancer. And by 09, she was in remission until 016. In 018, I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma. And I've been in remission since. During that time, I wasn't able to walk. During that time, I was fine for a good while. And then in 2019, somehow, somewhere in there, my foot became infected, and my toe had to be amputated. Now, understand, I was in the hospital for almost a month, and the reason for that was because the meds that they were giving me overcame me and did something to my brain. And I say all that to say, and I'm writing down, is that when I became ill, understand, my daughter was always cerebrally dysfunctional. And so wherever I went, she went. She was my pocketbook. That was her nickname. Her name was Silveria, but we called her Vivi. But we ended up calling her my pocketbook because wherever I went, that's where she was also, and vice versa. So when she became ill, I wasn't too concerned about it. She had her chemo, she had her radiation, and she was fine. But I had developed also, they told me, diabetes. I didn't know I was a diabetic, but look at how God works. I was walking around with a sugar of 700. I just happened to go into the emergency room because I thought I had the flu. And when I got there, they said to me, "Do you realize you're a diabetic?" I looked around and said, "Who?" He said, "You." I said, "Oh, no." He said, "Oh, yeah, yes, you." "No, not me." He said, you have a sugar of 200. This was in 09. I says, "Okay, fine. You're going to be on insulin." "No, I'm not." "You're going to have to take insulin." "No, I'm not." Well, I had to go on insulin, but I got off. But during that time, I can tell you that if anybody is on insulin, do your best to get off. Because one thing I can say, if you don't eat like you're supposed to eat and eat regularly, and sometimes my meals, I had meals every 4 hours around the clock, 24/7, 8 meals a day. And if I missed one, my sugar would drop so low I wouldn't know who or where I was. So I gained 100 pounds in less time than a year. Now I was a tiny lady, size 8. I went from an 8 to 16. And went on up to 20. So when my toe became, everything was fine, though. I was moving, working, doing everything. I retired in 09 to care for my daughter. And so we came down here to North Carolina in 2012. And she was doing fine at the time. She was doing fine up until 2016. And then 2016, she came out of remission, had to go back for radiation and more chemo. But this time it was a different type of chemo. Been on it for a long time. But when I got ill in 2018, I was very concerned because, and it may sound like a cruel thing to do, but my daughter, as I said to you, was cerebral dysfunctional, meaning that she had the mind of a 12-year-old. And so my concern was for her when I got sick. And so when I got sick and the enemy came against us so viciously, because my daughter was ill, and then I got ill, and then she began to feel better, and then I got ill again. They almost removed my entire foot. But right after that, for some reason, I was not, the only thing I could move was my arms and my, from the lower waist down, I could not move anything. Everything, that was an attack of the myeloma. And I didn't realize it. One day I hit the floor, and that was it. And I was on my back for a long time. My sick daughter, took care of me, bathed me, cleaned me, made sure I ate. But one day I realized that she was not feeling well. She wasn't herself. And I went to God in prayer. Oh, glory. And he brought me out of my sick bed. For when I tell you I went from a bed to a wheelchair to a walker to a cane, in less time, 6 months, I had to, because I knew my daughter was not getting better. And the doctors didn't have to tell me that, because the Lord told me, he said, I will take her before I take you. He let me know that. And I was at peace with that. Why? Because she was cerebrally dysfunctional, I would not have wanted to leave her here, because people were not nice to her because of her dysfunction. Not because she couldn't do things on her own. Not because she couldn't do things like, because when she was in New York, she caught the bus. She went to work every day. Did not miss, and did all those things, and didn't have any friends, mind you, because people did not treat her well. For some reason, they chose to take advantage or attempt to abuse. So she more or less clung more to me. But anyhow, long story short of that, I just want to encourage you all. Listen, I've had so many, those of you that have been ill or are ill and struggling, single mothers, I was a single mother of five, left with five children on a hospital bed. This is way back now. And the Lord brought me through. Saying all that to say that, okay? And when my daughter passed in 2020, May 30th, I mourned for her, yes, but I thank God. Why? Because he could have taken me first and left her here. But he did. He's a good God. He's a kind God. He's a loving God. Because the Lord chose to take my daughter, who was not well and would not have been able to fend more or less so much for herself. And I know, because she was saved, that girl, even though she said she was cerebrally dysfunctional, When it came time for us to pray, we all warriors, that girl reached the throne before any of us. We standing there, oh, wait a minute, uh-oh, she's already there. And we used to laugh at that, saying, but wait a minute. The girl can pray soul. The girl can pray. She really can. And people used to come, even at the church that we're in now, would come and ask her, would you come and pray for me? Come and pray for me. And, they would go to her before they came to me. I didn't have a prompter. And I said, okay, fine. If that's what you want, that's fine. You know, I'm fine with it. If she don't mind doing it, I'm good. You know. And so I just say in 2020, the end of the story is May 30th of 2020, my daughter passed on, did her transition. She went home to be Lord. And I thank God, for I realized that there's no way that she would have been, they would have put her in a home, and she was never in one. She would, there's no telling what would have happened. I have no idea, and I dare not think about that. But I want to encourage you all to let you know that from 2018 to 2021, there was always the enemy attacked, but God always gave a way of escape. He always gave me a way of escape. Always. And he's still doing it today. Okay, many times I stay here because I don't have a problem living by myself now. And I'm here by myself and I'm saying, Lord, you know what? If I had a car, but the Lord says, I'm not going to give you a car because I want you to be still. And I'm saying, well, Lord, just how still do I have to be? I'm here and I'm praying. But, you know, my main thing is, the main thing I want to encourage you all to do, keep your faith. Keep your faith. Mm-hmm. Keep your belief. Keep your trust in God. Know that Jesus is the answer. Is the answer. And I'm telling you from experience, I'm telling you not what somebody told me, I'm not telling you what somebody else has given me. I'm telling you my short story. I won't give you the long part, because you wouldn't believe it. But this is the short part. This is the short part. And I'm here to say thank God for the anointing that he's placed on my life that people see I have not taught. But I thank God for allowing me to be his vessel. I thank God. But I thank God for keeping me. I thank God for keeping me, because if he had not, trust me when I tell you this, there's no telling where I would be today. I can wake up on this side of the earth and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I give you thanks. I give you praise. All through the day, I'm giving him thanks. All through the day. I may not be in church, but I'm giving thanks. I have church in my house. And like Pastor said, people can call me anytime for prayer. Anytime, day or night. Because that's what I'm here for. That's what we're here for. We're here to and be helpers of one another. And be not afraid to help another person. Be not afraid to build them up. Don't think that it's going to take something from you. It's not. Because what God has for you is for you. And no one can take that from you. Unless you give it away. Now, if you chose to give it away, don't blame God. Lord God, why did this happen? It happened because you allowed it to happen. It happened because you did it. Not God. But understand, when you're going through this world, there will be tribulation. But the Lord will see us out. The Lord will keep you if you allow yourself to be kept. The Lord will cover you, and that's the truth in Jesus' name. I know it to be a fact. Amen. Mother, I'm sorry, Apostle.
Both of those names fit. They call both, so it's fine. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I'm going to open the lines for anyone that have any prayer requests, and the apostle will be praying for you. What a powerful testimony and the word that she's given us, but I don't want to do any remarks now. We want to make sure that while the anointing is flowing, that if anyone has any prayer requests, I'm going to open up the lines.
Glory.
So that way you can make your request.
Okay.
Known. Just a moment. I don't have everybody open yet. And
yes.
Now we can, ask for, make your request known now. Praise God, and the apostle will pray for you.
Praise the Lord. My name is Rachel. I'd like to be lifted up in prayer. My auntie passed away yesterday. Can you please keep me up in prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, precious Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we know we mourn with her for her loved one. For we know that a passing on and a transition is usually most difficult, not for those that have gone on, but for those that they have left behind. And Father, we pray for this young daughter, our sister Rachel, tonight. Lord God, we ask that you strengthen her, Lord God, in her time of bereavement, in her time of mourning. We ask you, Lord God, to give her the strength and to let her know that her aunt has gone on to a far, far better place. And that we're still here and she's left you behind because you're here to do a work that you really may not be aware of that you have to do as yet. But, Father, we ask that you strengthen her and give her the ability to stand, to understand also. Habo baby, do not cry and do not, for your aunt is in a better place. She smiles upon you right now, dear heart, as we speak. And she wants you to know not to worry. And we want you to be encouraged, dear heart, because you will be fine. You will be all right. You will be all right. You may not know what's ahead for you right now, but what I'm going to say to you is that I'm going to pray that the Lord will lead you and guide you into all truth and how he would have you to go. Don't let people discourage you. Don't let people tell you can't do this and you can't do that. In Christ Jesus, all things are possible. And I don't know how old you are, but I hear the Lord say, stand. You need to stand to see the salvation of the Lord. Okay? Know that the enemy, and it seems now that it's the end of the world for you, but it's not. It may just be your very beginning. It may just be a door opening up for you, all right? Do not feel that you're going to take advantage of your own, I don't know why I say this, of your aunt's death, but know that good things are going to come out of this. You may not see it right now, God. She may not see it right now, dear Lord, but Lord, I just ask that you keep her, hold her, Father. Let her not be dismayed and let her not be discouraged. Let her know, God, that sometimes we do, when we are born, we are going to leave here, each and every one of us. And we know not the time nor the hour. And this sickness comes upon us. Many times we become so sick and so painful that we don't want to be here anymore. But we have to give God thanks for the life that she's lived. We give God thanks for how long, however she lived, Lord God, we thank you. Yes, and we continue to ask you, Lord God, this young lady is saying some prayers that, that's what I'm going to say to you, and I'm not going to reveal what you say. But what I'm going to say to you is, no, listen to what God is saying to you. Go in prayer, and go in prayer. I know right now you don't want to do that. You're not thinking about doing that. But just seek the Lord while you can, even if it's just the Our Father prayer, dear heart, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, glory. Our Father, Baba, and the Mariona Masando, Cobabo, Sando, Cobabo, Sando, Satamaya. In the name of Jesus, my God. Hey, Baba. Lana, no, God said, do not make yourself sick over this dear heart. It's okay for you to mourn, but do not make your body ill. Do oh babo utama sando konoma sande ete baba yana. For there's still a work that must be done. There's things that you have to do that you do not want to put upon someone else. Because there's things that you're seeking and things that you need to know. You need to be wise. See, thus saith the Lord, and he will keep you, honey. He will.
Yes, ma'am.
Father, we just ask that your lover know that love you and know that the Lord does love you too. He loves you with an everlasting love. And you may ask, Lord God, why did you take her? But you have to understand there's a time and a reason and a season for all things. You understand?
Yes.
And
yes,
many
ma'am.
Times when it's our season, it's our time, the Lord calls us home. And so we just give God thanks for her life. We give God thanks for you for loving her the way that you do. And understand, she's still with you. She's with you in your heart. She's with you.
Yes,
and she hasn't
ma'am.
Left. She's with you in your spirit. Okay? Know that.
Yes, ma'am.
All right?
Yes, ma'am.
And be encouraged, dear heart. Be encouraged. I don't know if you have someone you can pray with or someone you can call, but if you do and if you don't, feel free to call me if you choose, if you like. I'll stand there. I'll pray with you if that's what you would like. And but, baby, just be encouraged. It's going to be all right. It really is. It really is. It's going to be all right, okay? And
I
can say so much.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Is there anyone else? Glory to God. We thank God for that ministering, taking the time out to minister to the heart. God knows what each person needs. Anyone else? Glory to God. That want to make their request known?
I am repeating
yes.
Prayer for myself. I have a inflamed ligament. I think that's what you said. My
torn ligament.
My
uh-huh.
foot is swollen
uh-huh.
and it's painful.
Oh yeah. Mhm. Mhm. May I ask you what has the doctor given you for it? Anything?
The doctor did not give me any medication because the medication for inflammation. I can't take that because I'm allergic to it.
Okay.
I was told this is Tylenol for pain, but so far I have not taken any Tylenol. I just tried to put
right.
on warm compress and ice pack
mm-hmm.
on it.
And nothing else, right? Okay. I can only tell you what I hear, and I've heard it before for pain. And I hear the Lord say to tell you to do, to use this on, to massage, to rub this on your foot, okay? You're
okay.
going to use some Vaseline. And Vicks Vapor Rub.
Okay.
I'm going to pray for you though. You're going to mix it. You're going to mix it together. Okay.
Okay.
And then you're going to before you put the hot compress on it, you put that on it, and
okay.
that's going to make your foot feel better.
Okay.
Now. Okay. Father in the mighty, your name, dear heart, can you tell me?
My name is Wilhelmina King.
Wilhelmina, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord, Wilhelmina. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Father in the mighty name of Jesus, once again we come before you, Lord God, and we bring your daughter, Sister Wilhelmina, before you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, she's been told by the doctors that she has a torn ligament in her leg or in her foot, and her foot is painful and is swollen.
Yes.
And, Lord God, we're asking you in the name of Jesus. Father, rest your arm because you are the chief physician.
Yes.
And because you are the doctor of all doctors, and there is no other doctor but you, Lord God, we're asking you, Father, to heal the ligament that's in her foot. Oh, God, let it be healed in the name of Jesus. Let it become mended. Let it mend again, God. Let it be mended up again together, Lord God, without anyone having to do surgery or open the leg or anything like that to seek it or do anything. Let none of those things have to take place, Lord God, because you are going to heal her leg in the name of Jesus.
Okay.
And Father, we come to you because we know that when we look to the hills from which cometh thy help, we know that it comes from you, God. And Father, our faith and our belief and our trust is in you, Lord. And so we're praying to you and coming to you for healing in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father, we just give you thanks for the healing. We thank you for the divine healing. We claim it in the name of Jesus. And the Lord says, rub that on your foot, dear heart, and that will make it feel better. Now, if you feel that that doesn't work by itself, Lord, I know it sounds strange. It's strange to me. But he says, get you some Orajel, the strongest one you can get. And squeeze it into that Vicks, okay? And rub it on your foot. Rub it.
Okay.
It will make your
foot
feel better. It really and truly will.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. God bless you.
God bless.
Is there anything else you wanted to ask me, dear heart?
No, ma'am.
You sure? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Be blessed.
Thank you.
Be blessed.
Thank you.
Be blessed. See, you've gone to God for some things. You've been asking God and seeking the Lord for some things. And you haven't heard anything and you haven't received anything as yet. But the Lord wants you to know that he has heard you. And that you should be, you will be hearing something. I don't know where it's coming from. And I don't know what it is because it's not my business. And he's not telling me either. But I had to tell you that much, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
I heard someone else, Apostle.
I'm waiting to hear if there's anyone else that needs prayer.
Yes, Brother Black. Apostle, God has blessed me to be on the board of directors of my church. I thank God that that's an honor and a privilege. And but I know there's much, much more. And I just want to ask if you would just pray for me concerning just the higher heights.
Okay, higher heights and deeper depths, but are you ready? Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, he seeks that Brother Black, Lord God. He calls himself Brother Black. I will not apply a name that you have not been ordained by God for. But the Lord says, I am going to anoint you and appoint you for such a time as this. Be not discouraged in the lack of allowing you to go for, y'all going to get me in trouble here, for the lack of promotion. I'm going to put it like that. Be not discouraged, but be encouraged because the Lord says, where you are now is not where you will remain. And, Father, we ask you, for he's praying for higher heights, but you said higher heights and deeper depths. And so you're preparing him for the higher heights and the deeper depths because you don't know the range that you're seeking. I know what you're asking for, but I heard the big B word. I hope you know what that means. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I hear the word bishop since I'm not trying to be vulgar. Okay, I hear the word bishop. That's what I, oh, glory. That's what I hear. Okay, but so the Lord said, right now where you are, just you should study to show thyself more approved and make sure thine own house is in order. Because when I begin to move you, you must already be in order. Because order is what it's all about, as you well know. As you well know. But see, where you are right now is not where you want to be. You want to be where you can be more for the people. You want to be where you can do more and almost be seen more and almost let people know who you are. But know this, that God knows who you are. And God is going to bless you according to what he would have you to be and do in his timing. Okay? So don't feel like you're too young or you're too old. I don't know your age. But understand that age is not a number with the Lord. That's number one. And number two, he says you're high as you're seeking, but there's also higher heights. And with higher heights come deeper depths. And I'm telling you, I heard the word bishop. I heard it. And I don't know if that's what you're seeking or not. I don't know. But that's what I heard.
Amen.
But Lord God, praise we God. Pray for this. I'm sorry.
No,
we pray for this young. We pray for this young man. We pray for this young man, Lord, your servant. And he's been your servant for some time. And right now, Lord, he's seeking a higher height. And so he's asking you to allow him to reach that higher height. And you are going to put him there. You know, it's almost like he's going to lift. It's going to come a time and you're going to say, oh, God, how did I get here? Because you're going to look at the time that you wanted to be and you couldn't be. And you weren't, and they wouldn't allow you to be. Oh, my. Okay? So, but I encourage
yes,
you, sir. I encourage you. Fear not and fear not and be not dismayed. For the Lord has got you. He really does. He's got you. He says, and I'm pleased with my servant. Though he doesn't do everything like he should. But I'm pleased with my servant. In his humanity, he may do some mishap. But in his humanity, he still loves me. So the Lord said, know that I am pleased with my servant. And I thank God for you, and I thank God for his life, Lord. And I pray, God, and I know, God, that you're going to continue to bless him. He's going to bless you mightily in ways that you have not seen. He shall bless your going in and bless your coming out, thus saith the living God. And the Lord says, open thy fist and be not stingy either, saith the Lord, with the blessings that you receive. You shall have some traveling. There's traveling that you want to do. And there's ministry you want to do over a seas and abroad. You will do that, sir. You will do that. I hope you have your passport in order. You're going to need it. The Lord says, pack a bag and keep it ready because you never know when I'm going to call you or send you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, because your gifts have not been opened up in you yet. You think they have, but they have not. He said, no, so saith the living God, that I stand and I wait for thee. He says, and some things there's work that you must do, for I will fight the battle, but there's a work that you must do as well. He says, and do it with the righteousness of me, with my righteousness, saith the Lord. And always stand on the promises of God, because we know that they're yea and amen. If God promised a thing, and if he says a thing, it is so. You're a man that questions a lot. But sons, when God gives you something to do, don't question it. Do it. Do it. Looking neither to the east, west, north, nor south, just do it. Because he says, my sheep know my voice. And if you are a sheep of the Lord, you know his voice.
Amen. Amen.
And And I thank God for your life, sir. I will encourage you to be encouraged and to encourage others in your walk. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
I believe it. I receive it.
In Jesus'
amen.
Name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Any questions you have for me?
No, thank you. That was beautifully put.
Okay,
I
great.
It. I believe it in Jesus'
thank
name.
You. Let's be encouraged. It's going to happen. And it's not far off either. I say to you that, thank you, thank you, Holy Ghost. I say to you that within the next 2 to 5 years, you're going to see some drastic changes.
Praise God.
Okay. I don't know if you're expecting them or want to wait for them, but that's what I see. Now, they could happen in two weeks or 2 days. No, that I say within the next two to five years, you're going to see some drastic, there's going to be some drastic changes in your life.
Praise
some that
God.
You prayed for and some that you have not, okay?
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
I know I'm visually impaired, so all that traveling, I got my sight back.
Well, thank you, Holy Ghost, because being visually impaired don't stop the Lord from doing anything. You may be visually impaired. You may be visually – listen to me carefully now. He said that you may be visually impaired physically, but you're not visually impaired spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to see through your spirit eye. Ha, ba, ba. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Learn to see through your spiritual eye.
Amen.
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 Amen. Uh-oh.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Be blessed.
Amen.
Anybody else?
Praise the Lord. Please. My name is Laura, and I just wanted you to pray. Hello. I just wanted you to just pray for me just overall that I be pleasing in the Lord's sight. I just want to be pleasing in his sight.
Okay. 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 Mm-hmm. May I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
How old are you?
I am 46.
Praise the Lord. Okay. You sound like a teenager. That's why I asked. Okay. That's why I asked. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Okay. All right. Oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, once again we come before you, Lord God, because we know you never, ever tire of hearing from us. You want to be in our midst, and we thank you, Lord, for being in our midst to hear the requests that are being made to you, Lord God. For, Father, I have no answers, but I ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to help me be the vessel that these young people need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, now I'm asking your name, Laura, you said, right?
Laura.
Laura, okay. I'm asking you, Lord God, for Laura seeking you the more, mighty God.
Yes,
and apparent, for some reason she feels that she is not pleasing you. But Lord God, we know not what is taking place in her life at this time. But we know that there's some things that she has put for you. And so, but now she's trying to bring you back to the front burner, so that she can be pleasing in your eyes, Lord God. But, Father, let her want to just be pleasing in your eyes and not be too concerned about how man sees her. Let her not be concerned too much, Lord God, about what people say or what people think or any of those things. Just be knowing that you are, if the walk that you walk, that you're walking, walking, you're talking the talk. The ha-ha, thus saith the Lord, because you can't do one without the other.
Yes.
Thank you. In the name of Jesus.
Ano Raboche, ye kura ba ande. Ye Raboche, kennedy Dios haya.
Glory.
Ando Raboche, di Dioso, un kura ba ande, ye de Diosu toro ba ay, ye de Dios haya.
Thank you, Lord.
Under your eyes, Lord. Under your eyes, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So, Father, whatever that is taking place in her life that she feels is not pleasing to you, Lord God, we pray, God, we know that you are still a loving and kind and understanding God. We thank God for your ways not being our ways, Lord God. We thank God for you knowing who she is. We thank God for you seeing her heart. Even though her flesh may attempt to cause her to do things that she should not. But, Father, you see her heart. And her heart leans toward you mightily. And we ask you, Lord God, she loves you, Lord God. She does love you. And she needs to know that you love with an everlasting love. And that love will never fail. That love will always keep you, dear heart, no matter what you're going through, no matter what has taken place in your life. Let the past be the past. You cannot change it. There's nothing you can do about tomorrow. There's nothing you can do about an hour of today that has already taken place. And let nothing and no thing tell you that you've got to do this and you've got because of this and because of that. You live for the Lord. And when you know you're living for God and you know that you're doing Hababa Sando Bobo, you're doing the best that you can do. And you're doing all that you know to do. You don't let nobody tell you you're not living for God.
Yes,
because your relationship with him is between you and him. Mm-hmm. Ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. You understand? Because all of our, high glory, all of our relationships are different. Okay? All of us. None of us here have the same relationship with God. But one thing we do have in mind, one thing, our goal is the same, to make heaven our home.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
You understand?
Amen.
So don't let anybody tell you that, girl, you're going to hell because of what this and that. You're going, No. You just live for the Lord. That's what you do. And if you don't know how to do it, find your good teaching Bible study church. Learn the word of God for yourself. The word of God for yourself. You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Study the word of God the more. Get more God. Get more of the word in you. And you won't have to ask that question because that's the enemy causing you to doubt. You want to know that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That's the enemy causing you to backslide. You know that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
The enemy don't want you to get to where you got to be in Christ Jesus. And you know that there's an anointing on your life.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay? And because of that anointing, the enemy knows that if you get to where you're supposed to be, you're going to give him a fit. And there's enough of us doing that, not enough of us doing that as we speak. You understand? Because all of us don't do what God tells us to do. And we got to learn how, you got to learn to get tunnel vision, daughter. That's what you need, tunnel vision. Because right now, don't focus on what folks are telling you, unless it's a good thing. If anybody, nobody have nothing good to say, don't pay them no mind. Because everybody got something bad to say if you want to know the truth.
That's right.
It's easier to say something bad than it is to say something good. But it takes more energy to say something bad than it does to say something good. Why? Because it's a thought process.
Yes, ma'am.
But you know that God got you, okay? You just continue to pray and stay in his word, and you're going to see God do some things in your life for you as well. I know you say things are moving so slow. Things are not really going the way I want them to go. But are you doing what God has told you to do? Ask yourself that.
Okay.
You understand? And I'm telling you, once you begin to really give your life to the Lord, and by doing that, baby, study the word of God, please. That's the only way you're going to get it. Studying, not reading, studying. Studying the word. And if you're in a church where you don't feel comfortable, apostle, if you're in a church where you feel you're being sat on, hallelujah, why are you still there? And on that note, I'm going to say, Lord God, because if I don't, be encouraged. I want you to be mindful of your health as well. Don't stress yourself out too much, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know what's going on with your body or anything like that. I hear something about your blood. I don't know if it's high blood pressure or what. I'm not trying to label you with anything. But I want you to be mindful of your health, okay? Take better care of yourself, I hear the Lord say.
Okay.
Take better care. I don't know what that means. Obviously, you do, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
You do. All right, good. So take better care of yourself. Anything you want to ask me?
No, ma'am.
You sure?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you in a house?
I live in a double wide.
That's your house, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Are you married? You're married?
No, ma'am. I was.
Okay. Are you alone now? Or are you living with someone?
No, it's just me, Jesus, and my two boys.
Well, thank God. Okay.
I'm standing and waiting on the Lord, my husband.
Well, just keep on seeking him for it, and he will show up. But listen, make sure your wife ready. Uh-oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you ready to be a GQ wife? I know you're looking for a GQ man.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I'm I just tell it like it is. I'm sorry. Okay. I really do, and sometimes I need to behave myself. But in all sincerity, if you want a GQ man, you got to make sure you're a GQ wife. So even though you were married before, I don't know what happened or what the case may be. But one thing I can tell you, you don't want to move into the same relationship you had before. The same type
That's
of relationship.
Right.
Hallelujah. Okay, you don't. So we have to be mindful of old habits, you know what I'm saying? You see, you got to be mindful of old habits, because sometimes old habits make us comfortable. You see?
Yes, ma'am.
And so we tend to settle. We women are good for that. We tend to settle, and we must be careful not to do that. All right?
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm encouraging you to wait on the Lord for your husband. Never mind the doohickey that's coming knocking at the door. Uh-oh. Glory. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Okay. Be encouraged. I hear the Lord. You thinking of going back to school, are you?
Yes, ma'am. I wanted to go back to school.
It's a good thing for you to do. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing for you to do if you decide to do it. You just seek the Lord the way he would want you to go. Okay? That's
okay.
What I'm going to say. You seek the Lord as the way he wants you to go and the way he, what he wants you to study. I know you have a mind set to what you want to study and what you want to do, but see, make sure that that's what God would have you to do, because your desire, as you say, is to serve the Lord, right, and to live according to what he would have you to do. So I'm going to say to you, dear heart, as you prepare yourself to go to school, you seek the Lord to see. I know you want, he wants you to go back to school. There's no getting, but you find out what subjects he would like you to study. That's going to help you glorify him. Because at this point in time in all our lives, what we need to do has to glorify the Lord. Other than that, there ain't no point in doing it.
Amen. Beautiful.
You see? And so that's,
yes,
where, that's what I'm going to tell you right now, about now, okay? And I'm going to encourage you to be encouraged. And you raising your boys, that's a wonderful thing. You raise them. Mm-hmm. Don't let nobody, you raise them. I'm going to leave it there. Mm-hmm.
Good, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But they're 20, they're 20 and 18, so.
I'm sorry, I missed some of what you said. Say it again.
They are 20 and 18.
They are 20 and, oh, those are grown-ups. They're both boys?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Okay. What are they doing?
Right now, nothing.
Nothing. Oh, whoa. Are any in school?
No, ma'am.
Neither
with
one.
With what was going on, the pandemic and everything, they really don't want to get out.
You know what? After a while, the pandemic no longer becomes an excuse.
That's right.
So they could have gone to school while they were home, online.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's right.
Okay, so tell them stop making excuses and stop being lazy and thinking mama's going to take care of them all their lives. No, she's not. You almost got grown men there. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to wonder,
yes.
You have to wonder, oh, really, oh, Lord. Listen, I'm going to let you go. If I don't, okay. But you need to keep an eye on them two boys. What kind, when do you work, right?
No, ma'am, I'm not working right now.
You're not working right now? And your boys are not doing any. Okay. I don't know why I say this, but you need to look into more about what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know that your young man, 20, he might say he's grown, but if he's still living in mama's house, he ain't grown enough. Okay. And that's, so,
right.
You know, come on now. Okay. So look into what they're doing and encourage them to go to school, do something, get an education.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Getting it.
Okay.
One of them, somebody's a prophet in your house also. I'm not sure which one. I think it's
my
the,
baby
I
boy.
Think it's the 18-year-old?
Yep, the 18-year-old.
Yep. Huh?
Yes, ma'am. My 18-year-old.
The 18-year-old. Yeah, that's what I heard the Lord say. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeedy. Okay. Okay. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Praise God.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay. You take care.
You too.
And be blessed, and be blessed in the Lord.
Praise God. Is that the last person?
Praise the Lord. Prophet. This is Sister McCormick. I would just like for you to just pray for me. I just had cataract surgery on my right eye the 4th of this month.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be going back on the 18th to have it on the left eye.
Right.
And just asking you to pray with me with that. The first eye, I just didn't even realize how my eye were, but I thank God that I could see.
Yes.
See so good, you know, and I just ask you to just touch and agree with me on that
oh,
left
yes.
eye when I go for that.
Okay. I have to encourage you, dear heart, and let you know that I just had that too.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. About a couple of months ago, in fact.
Yes.
Maybe March. Maybe it was April, February, March, somewhere in there I had mine, okay? So
yes.
I encourage you. And
right.
I had my left eye done first because I have, but anyhow, it's not about me. Let me pray for you because I can, but I can let you know that I've had the surgery and you can see now, can't you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see on the right eye.
Right eye.
It's still kind of blurry because I just had the surgery. And,
yeah, just give it time. You'll see the difference. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come again one more time, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be in your presence as we have been. And, Lord God, we bring your sister McCormick before you, Father, who's had one type of cataract surgery to her right eye. And, Lord God, we pray for healing in that eye in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, that it went well with her because she can see now. She may feel a little funny about it, but let her know, Lord God, that that's the healing process. That the drops that she has to put in the eye will make it feel better. And, Father, we just give you thanks because soon she'll be going in for the left eye. And the same thing will take place. She will see fine. Her old glasses she won't be able to use anymore. And so, Lord God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, let this surgery go well also. It will be fine, thus saith the Lord. Worry not, fear not, for I am with thee always. And I shall continue to be with thee as long as thou continue to be with me. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And so, Father, I just give you thanks for her life in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we'll continue to lift her up and we'll continue to ask you to cover her and keep her. Father, we ask you for praying mercy and healing in the name of Jesus, healing in her body. From
Thank
the crown
you.
Of her head to the soles of her feet in the mighty name of Jesus. Let any illness that may attempt to come against her, let me bind it up right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
No sickness, my God, no illness, no ands or death. Nothing
Thank
shall
you.
Come nigh her, Lord God, that's not of you, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we just give you all the thanks and all the praise for her life.
Thank
we
you.
Thank you, Lord, as she perseveres and continues to move on.
Thank
we
you,
thank
God.
You, Lord, for all that you've done in the mighty name of Jesus and know that there's more to come. Your
thank
work
you,
is
God.
Not done yet, dear heart, so do not give up on life. Continue
thank
to know that the Lord does love you and he has always loved you.
Thank
he's
you,
always
God.
Kept you. For if it were not
you,
for him, there's no telling where you might be at this time
yes,
in
Lord.
Your life.
Thank you,
For
Father.
God has kept you always. Even
thank
when
you,
you wasn't looking, he says, I kept you.
Yes,
I was
God.
There.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I will continue to be there. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank
God
you. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Prophet. Thank you, Prophet.
Amen. Yeah. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank Let me ask you something. You're a minister, correct?
Yes.
Why do you say it so Why do you say it so slow?
Yes, I'm a minister. I am.
And what's your...
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Apostle, you know her. Okay.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
a minister. Yeah, sometimes I ask a question to be a question. You know how we pastors do. When we give a question, we ask a question. Okay?
Yes, yes.
But I know that you're a minister.
Yes.
And I know that you're not walking in your calling either.
Well, no.
Not to the fullness.
Not to the fullness.
No, ma'am.
Yeah, like plus, yeah
ma'am.
Not to the fullness.
No. No, not ma'am. Not at all. And I hear the Lord say, stop making excuses.
Okay. Okay.
stop make of this. I can't do it because of that. I can't do it because of this. Stop making excuses. The Lord says you just about run out of excuses. I know the feeling. Son, honey, I done been there and done that. Believe me, I know. I know how you feel, too.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Okay? I really do.
Okay. Okay.
But the Lord says it's time for you to get up off your doohickey and get busy.
All right. All right.
And do as thus saith the Lord. Okay?
Yes.
Never mind the cataract surgery, because now you can see. You ain't got no, that's no excuse. Look how God does a thing.
I tell you something else, Prophet, that sometimes I get, when I need to get up and I just be, you know, I just want to lay there and just want to pray in the bed, but I know I just need to just get on my knees and bow down to him and, you know, just give it to him.
I understand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But see, one thing, I'm going to say this to you. One thing I've learned, your knees is where God placed you.
Mm-hmm.
And your knees is where God says it's okay, fine to pray to me.
Right.
So I'm going to say this. If you can't get down on your knees,
yes,
don't
ma'am.
Be saying I'm getting here for the Lord. No, you're getting on there for yourself.
Okay.
Because we can turn over on our side, on our bed, and be comfortable and give God all the glory, all the thanks. Hallelujah. But if we're on them knees and they're hurting,
mm-hmm.
there's not much praising you're going to do.
Okay.
Glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
You understand? There's not,
yes.
I mean, if you choose to lay on the floor, put some pillows down. If you still get on your knees, put some pillows down, if that's what you want to do. But like I said, we know that our knees belong to the Lord, but our knees is where God have them to be. And sometimes they're on our side in the bed, giving God praise, glory, and honor. On our back, giving him praise, glory, and honor. Magnifying him. Talk to him. Letting him know you love him. Lord, I just want to make love to you for a little bit.
Amen.
Don't be ashamed. Ha, ha, ha. Don't be ashamed to say that.
Okay.
It's the truth. Let me love on you, Lord. Let me love on you a little bit. Because
you
love us so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. So you be encouraged, dear heart, as well. Be encouraged. Be encouraged.
Thank you.
God's got you. Care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord, Apostle.
Yes, I was waiting to see if anyone else, if no one else, praise God, before we get ready to take remarks. Praise the Lord. Is that the last person?
I think so.
Yes, Apostle. I mean, Prophet Bird, you said something?
No, but I will ask that I'll be going for a MRI of the brain, and just believing God that all is well, and would ask that you just keep me lifted up and pray for me. That will be on Tuesday, and
this
that
Tuesday?
They will find out. Well, I've had vertigo, and still having vertigo, but that. They will find out the root cause for this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Are you on any type of medication?
For vertigo?
Anything.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm. Ha-ha, glory. Hallelujah. Okay. 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 Sometimes our medications, the cocktail that they mix up for us, right? All the different types of medications that they give us to take, okay? They cause other problems.
Yes.
And I heard the Lord say, it's your medication that's causing your vertigo. Now, I can't tell you which one it is because there's so many that you're taking. But I believe that you're going to have to try. Oh, Lord, help us, Jesus.
I receive that.
In the name of Jesus, because it's not in your brain. I don't believe they're going to find anything up there. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Father, right now. Mother Burton is her name, correct?
No, Prophetess Bird, B-Y-R-D.
Okay, Prophetess Bird. Father, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. If and I say if, Lord, but I know there's no if in you. But I know, Lord God, that you are the chief physician. And just in case, Lord, I don't know how to word it, but just in case, Lord, there is an issue going on in her brain, I'm asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to heal it. Heal her brain, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. As I'm looking at you, I'm looking at your head as I'm praying for you. You understand?
Praise God.
And hold on now. And I'm looking and I'm seeing that in your head, because of the medication, it looks like some of the blood vessels are not moving like they should. You understand me? And it's causing, it seems like it's like a shortage that happens in your brain because of the medication. Now, so I'm going to say, before you let them operate on you, let them do the MRI so you'll know what's going on in your head. But before you let them do any type of MRI, go to your doctor and talk to him about all the medication that you're on. As a matter of fact, you go on, Google them all up and see what the after effects are yourself. And then you ha, oh, glory. And then the Lord says, take them back to the doctor and let them see what they say. Let them see them and see what they say. Because I get a feeling, no, you're not going to let them go into your brain. You don't want that to happen.
No.
And it's not going to happen. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare.
Thank
you. It will not take place. It will not be necessary. If there's any surgery that has to be done, Lord God, it will be you that do it. For you are indeed the head surgeon. You are indeed the chief physician.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we know that there's nothing too hard for the God that we serve.
Thank you, Lord.
And we stand on it, Lord. We stand on your word. We stand on your word.
Yes.
And we continue to look to you, Lord God, for all of our help. All of our help, God. And so we give you thanks tonight, Lord God. We glorify and magnify you for her life, for your servant's life, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and praise. Amen and amen.
Amen.
But do that, dear heart, and find out what's going on, okay, before you try to let them do anything. They're talking about we may have to, there's a little vein that has to come out and all of that and all. Tell them that's fine. You know, we need to find out what kind, like I said to you, I heard the Lord say, tell you to, and you know, and when God starts talking about Google, you know that's something, okay? So when the Lord say, tell you to Google up the medications and find out all the side effects. I bet you, and I don't gamble. No, I don't. But I bet you a dollar and a donut tonight that you will find that it's your medication that's causing you to have this vertigo. And I praise God and I thank God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
you. In the name
of
Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you right now for all the healings that have taken place tonight. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For every word that has come forth, we thank you, Lord. Thank you. for we could not have done it ourselves. For it is you, Lord God, that gave us the answers and the responses to your people, God, and I thank you for allowing me to be your vessel at this hour. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen and amen. Thank God, everyone. Thank you.
Praise God.
Praise God. Prophetess Bird, while you're on the phone, would you go ahead and give, pray for Apostle? God bless for the virtue to be received.
Thank you, Father. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for your servant, dear God. We bless her tonight for how she's pouring out of her spirit.
Yeah.
We ask the precious name of Jesus that all that you've given out, God, that it be poured back into her right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for how she sees and moves in the spirit. I ask in Jesus' name that you continue to bless her and to keep her. I thank you, Father God, that she will be a voice in these end times like never before. I'm thanking you, Father God, she'll be just like a trumpet. God, that she will sound the alarm. I thank you, Father God, for all that came out of her as she poured into your people. And God, I thank you for the accuracy. I thank you for the gifts of wisdom and knowledge, God, that you've given her. So, Father God, we just thank you that she will be used for the body of Christ, that she will be that voice just like John. She will be calling out to those in the wilderness, Father God, that they might know who you are. And even to the body of Christ, that they might know who they are. So, Father God, we bless this woman of God tonight. We thank you for her. We thank you for that, the words that have been spoken. And we say right now in Jesus' name that because she's given out so much, that the enemy will not turn around and try to attack her, God. In the name of Jesus. So we ask your shield of protection around her now in Jesus' precious name. And we say that she will go higher and higher in you, Father God. We thank you for this woman of God. Tonight she really just stood in the gap and spoke out the oracles of God. So we bless her and we thank her. Thank you, God, for her speaking into my life, and that's great information. So, God, we bless her and we thank her. Thank you for using her, and thank her for her allowing herself to be used. We bless her now in the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
We bless the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for the powerful prayer and the prayer that went forth already. We bless the Lord. So if there, we're going to take a few remarks, praise the Lord, and then I will have Pastor Mercy to Apostle to have remarks, and then we will also let you all know that we are, just in case we do run out of time, we will have a our sixth anniversary on 24th through the 30th and the 1st of May. So this is April we're talking about, the end of the month. And we'll tell you if we have some time to tell you who the speakers are shortly. But if you want to be with us to celebrate with all of what God is going to do, just as powerful as the move of God tonight is how this ministry has been moving. So we're going to ask you to just use that same number. You can share with others, whoever to God to come on. To share with us too as well. But in the meantime, at this time we're going to open up for remarks, and we can go ahead and whoever now can go ahead and share remarks, and then as I said, then we'll have Pastor Mercy up to share, and also the first we'll ask Pastor Hunter, since he's our guest tonight too. We'll have a guest on the line, but he's the guest of her so that we can allow you to share if you're still on the line. I believe you are. Just scroll back up and see. At this time,
yes,
you have the floor.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, you all get to see what I experienced. Apostle Mercer has a prayer line on Saturday nights, and people call in for prayer. So, you know, Apostle, is it okay to
sure.
mention that? Okay.
Sure it is.
So, you know, if you all, you're welcome to come and listen in on Saturday nights, and they pray with people, and it's a blessing. It's a blessing. But I was not familiar with this ministry, so I will share this divine connection with my friends, too, so they can come in and listen to you all. But thank you for this opportunity to be a part of it, and I'm very thankful and grateful and humble that I know a woman named Apostle Veronica Mercer. She has been a blessing in my life. She has been a blessing. So I thank God. I thank God for her.
Thank
and
you.
God bless each and every one of you. And I send you love. I send you love in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to give God glory, honor, and praise for tonight's message. Apostle Mercer is certainly words of encouragement. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I heard you say God is not doing things the same way. Praise God. So that means that we have to have an ear to God. And I love the words of encouragement to study the Word of God, not just read it, but to study the Word of God. Praise God. So many awesome words of encouragement to the ones that you prayed for, praise God, and mighty woman of God, and I just thank and praise God for letting the Lord use you the way that he did on tonight. And thank and praise God, I wrote down, don't put God in a box, praise God. And God is with us at all times, and I just thank and praise God if we know who he is, praise God. Trust who he is, praise God. I try to tell my grandchildren, find out what God loves and find out what he does not love and get busy trying to do, you know, those things that God loves, praise God. So, but we thank and praise God for who you are as a woman of God, praise God. Continue
thank
to hear from God and continue to obey God, and we give glory, honor, and praise to God for you on tonight. God bless you, my dear.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle Mercer. This is Brother Black again. I tell you, my brother made an awesome lasagna today. It was delicious. But
good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Nothing is better than the Word. I tell you. And the story that you talked about, what you and your daughter was going through, that was an awesome home going, but it was just the beginning, a brand new beginning for her. And
yes.
Amen. We're all going to be seeing each other in time to come. And I just thank God for that. We're on his side. And I just thank God how he just used you and just about all the gifts tonight. And it's awesome. It's just a learning experience. And I would love to have that number for Saturday evening later around when you get time. Thank you just to hear and expound on the Word and just to hear from you what thus saith the Lord. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'll be more than happy to give it to you once I speak with get the okay from Apostle Hubbard. I will
Amen.
Give the number. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Praise
the Lord.
When you get ready to do your remarks, once you get ready to have the floor to do the remarks, and you can share that number. Praise
yes,
God.
Ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Anyone else?
Praise the Lord, Apostle Mercy.
Thank you.
A word.
Praise God.
What I heard even as you were speaking was obedience is better than sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
I mean, doing exactly what God say do, not adding or distracting from it. And that was a powerful word because we need to be in his perfect will. so that what he wants us to do will come forth with power and with the anointing. So that was an awesome word. Did not hear it all. I had to get something to eat, and so I was
Thank
a
you.
Little late coming on.
That's
but
okay.
I enjoyed that word greatly, and it is time for us to get in place. It
yes.
is time for us to be about the business of God and what he wants us to do and hearing from him. So I thank you so much for that word. It was awesome.
Thank you.
And it was on time. God bless you and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you and God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Who's next? We don't want to hold the line up. Praise the Lord. If there's no more remarks.
I was talking, Sister Hubbard, and I didn't even have the thing on. I was just talking. Had it on mute.
Hey, Mother McCormick.
Anyway, Elsa, yeah, this is Sister McCormick. I was talking, but I had it on mute, and you couldn't hear me. I'm sorry about that. But Prophet Murphy, I thank God for what you had you said on tonight about change, you know, knowing that a lot of times people don't want to change, but we know we have to change for the best of God
yes,
in all these situations that we go through. But I mostly thank God for how you said, thank God for your testimony, too, for what you have already said. And we have to keep the faith and keep trusting in God no matter what we go through, no matter what the situation look like and all different things. We just have to rely on him to help us to come through the things that we have to come through. So I just thank God for you on tonight.
Amen.
Pray that God
thank
continue
you.
to bless you and take you through
your
the things that you have to go through. And as I before, let me say this here, my probably going to make you laugh a little bit, but before I got ready to get on to say anything the first time, and I said, I won't go say that. And the Lord was like, spoke to me and say, you sure you want her to say something to you? You know, because y'all know because you were just telling me that, you know, was I a minister and that I'm not, you know, that I was a minister and I was just like trying to back and knowing that I am, but, you know, so this, I said that's probably going to make you laugh. But I thank God for you.
Thank God for you, too. Thank you so much. Thank you. Love you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay.
Praise the Lord. Amen. At this time, Pastor Mercy, Apostle, we're going to have you to have your remarks. Bless the Lord. Of course, thoroughly,
okay.
I've enjoyed it. I don't want to take up any more time because you know that I am really blessed by it, and I love it when God bless and the word come forth and deal with our hearts and shift us to the next another position and get, awaken us and arouse, glory to God, and anointing for to have that fire of the desire. I thank God for the word and the words of that that came in the remarks, and I love it when you were talking about the change, as I've been saying for the last year, about how God wanted us to get out of that, and I shared it with you too, getting out of that traditional way, not tradition and doctrine of a church, but our traditional way, so that way we allow the Lord to stretch us to get to that place where we can yield and move at a moment's notice and whatever and get out of how we're used to doing things, and God move with me like this, and God, no, if he want to elevate you, he wants to turn back. You got to be able to be in a position to be able to take on whatever else he's saying, trust him, know his voice, and move accordingly. So, you know, I'm not going to go any further with that, but I just bless the Lord for all that was done tonight. So without further ado, praise God, truly I've enjoyed the word and the things that were said in the testimonies as well. So at this time we're going to leave the floor for you. To make your remarks, and then we'll make the announcements for the upcoming events.
Okay. Thank you, Apostle Hubbard. Once again, I give God thanks for allowing me to be in the privilege of being in the presence of the people of God. I thank God for each and every one of you in the mighty name of Jesus, and I know that all of you shall be blessed, and I encourage you all to be encouraged in the name of Jesus, and know that there are scriptures that you can read that will encourage you as well. I didn't write all of them down, nor did I give them all as I was speaking. and perhaps I should have. But there are few that they call highlighted scriptures. And so if you, Mother, if it's all right and we have the time, I can give them now. I'm not going to read them. I'll just give you the verses and the books that they're in, if that's okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the first one, as I said earlier, it was Joshua 1 and 19. The second one is 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Philippians 4 and 13. If I go too fast, please let me know.
Slow just a little bit.
Psalm. I'm sorry?
Just a tiny bit slower. Go ahead.
Okay. Psalm 37, 4. Mark 11, 24. Psalm 34, 4. Proverbs 35. Jeremiah 29, 11. John 16 and 33. Romans 15, 13. Isaiah 41 and 10. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Psalms 126:5. John 14:27. Zephaniah 3:17. And I pray that these words will keep you encouraged. And the number for my prayer line on Saturday night, excuse my voice, if you're ready, I'll give you that number as well. And the number is 650. Am I right? 605, I'm sorry.
605, yeah.
Oh, 605, right, Hunter? 605.
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
313-5106. The code is 104-930-pound.
And 40 pounds.
Yes, ma'am. 940 pound. Mm-hmm. 930 pound. I'm doing it wrong. Am I right, Hunter?
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Let's repeat that again so it can be clear.
Okay. Hunter, do it for me. Your voice is better than mine.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Phone number is 605-313-5106. The code is 104-930-pound.
Thank
Praise
you.
God.
It's always good to have help, isn't it? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Stop recording.
We bless the Lord again tonight for Pastor Apostle Mercy. It was a blessing and a pleasure to have you on. Thank God for God's blessing for to have a witness in your spirit to even take on short notice, but God has already got want us to be available for service at all times. So thank God that the more closer we get to the Lord, the more we have to be doing a prayer and finding out, glory to God, have to go fast and come back before we have an answer about things. The closer we get to the Lord, the quicker, glory to God, we'll be able to hear him, know his voice,
right,
and know with it, because we're growing more in him in grace. And as I said often, and you've tied it up tonight either with to the change, but even when God's dealing with us more and more to get to that place where we can hear his voice, know his voice, and move accordingly and not procrastinate, because it's the anointing that destroys the yoke and not something he gives
yes.
us today and then we're trying to do it next week or whatever. We miss it, and so many opportunities the enemy can come in and distort stuff or cause things or delays, or either people's lives can be in jeopardy. So it's always a press, go over to God, that word about being obedient to the Spirit of the Lord whenever he speaks. So you tied so many things in tonight and some things that have been spoken, go over to God, and some things that you brought revelation with to even bring us to that place of shifting and get to a place that if we really hunger and thirst after righteousness, we'll be filled. But you got to hunger, you have to have that desire and want to please God. That's why it's important to have that relationship. We stress that all the time. But thank God again for your prayer, covering over you and all those, glory to God, the hearers and the doers of the word. And our announcement, glory to God, as follows. April 24th through the 30th is celebrating the 6th anniversary of Divine Connection Prayer Line of all the great and marvelous things God has been doing and these powerful prayer warriors that be on so faithful each, every Monday night and even the 2nd and 4th Sunday, even when God blesses them to speak the word or either when we bring in other people, they're there to support and pray. So I thank God, glory to God, for them. And also on the 1st, we will have starting our 7th year. So that's why we are celebrating this time. 7 days we're going into the 8th day of new beginning. So we thank God for you all. On Monday night will be Apostle Terry, glory out of Columbia, South Carolina. He has Monday and Sunday and Monday. On Tuesday night will be Apostle Burton. On Wednesday night will be Minister Ron Pugh, Pastor Betty's son. On Thursday night, it'll be Pastor Prophetess DJ Hubbard, and on Friday night, it'll be a Prophetess Bird, Lillian Bird, and on Saturday night, oh, Lord, I don't believe this. Pastor Daney, Apostle Daney, Barbara Daney out of Sumter, South Carolina. And also on that Sunday will be Prophetess Michelle Benjamin. So keep all the women and men of God in prayer. We believe in God for us via such a transformation of such a transition of the anointing flowing over to God that it will cause lives to be changed, healed, delivered, set free, whatever's going on in whether you're a layperson or a pastor, whatever that word is for to bring about change and bring about transformation, bring about the anointing to destroy yokes and get us in the place and the position, glory to God, to carry out the mission and the assignment God has given and for things to drop off and willing to deny, not to deny and justify, but let God come in, minister and move and bring us to the next level because the devil don't care nothing about any, Tim, he'll say that often, he don't care anything about a title and he don't care how many years we've been saved. All he wants is a door to get in, and when he get in that vehicle, he is going to drive it. He is not going to be a passenger. We got to get to a place like never before. That's for the body of Christ to come in and line it with God's word because we see a great falling away with the Bible. Too many people getting caught up in greed and power struggles and all kind of other situations, glory to God, prestige. And some people are just falling away just because they done lost the fear of God, and some never had it. So just pray. We believe in God for change and keep our eyes fixed on the Lord because the enemy is busy and we've got to walk by faith, not by sight, and keep lifting each other and praying one for another. Then one other verse, don't get tired, but keep these burdens being lifted up and giving them to the Lord daily so we won't have these weights. And that's why you say lay aside every sin and every weight that's so easy to set us and run this race with patience. God got a plan for our lives, and he want to bless us and use us for his glory because he got a future for us. So in the meantime, we love God, we praise God for you, and we speak blessings upon you and pray that you have a blessed and marvelous and wonderful week. We're looking forward to coming on tonight is Sunday because we had the 2nd Sunday and 4th Sunday for our services for anybody that's a guest. Looking forward to every Monday night at 7 o'clock. All the services start at 7 o'clock, even at the end of the week, end of the month. When our celebration for that revival conference, whatever you want to call it, but just for God's spirit to move. So in the meantime, anyone that desires to hear this message tonight or any other episodes of the in time past, glory to God, is www.blogtalkradio.com. I'm sorry. I got hung up there for a minute. www.blogtalkradio.com/ and use D-E, like David Eagle, Divine. That's the spelling, Divine, D-E-V-I-N-E, connection. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/Divine Connection, and you'll be able to listen to the episode at least now, and then you can be able to hear Apostle Mercy tonight and all the that God has done tonight, and any episodes after that, you can click on it, and it will bring up. So it will show Sunday night for us tonight. Be blessed of the Lord. If you want to join us again for prayer, it's every Monday night at 7 o'clock and every second and fourth Sunday for service at 7 o'clock. And our revival will be for the anniversary will be at the end of the month nightly. So if you want to join us, just use that same number tonight that you use for guests and calling. And you can share it with others that if you want them to come and join us, glory to God, on the revival time. Oh, you don't prayer time. It's okay. The Lord bless. Be blessed of the Lord. Shalom, shalom. And continue to be encouraged. Angels be in camp. As we take authority and bind up Satan, all of the poor, set up our hands, untimely death, sickness, disease. Whatever he came with, we bind him and loose him from his assignment and loose the Holy Spirit. Have his way and call our peace and our joy back in and the blood covering. Be blessed of the Lord. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. Love you.
Shalom.
Love you.
Shalom.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless. Thank the Lord. God bless.
God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
Hallelujah.
Good night.
Praise the Lord, the mighty God we serve. Awesome is he. My God
yes,
reigns.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.